Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Syrian opposition forces backed by Turkish airstrikes and armor launched an offensive in northern Syria to wrest control of a key border town from the Islamic State. Turkey launched unprecedented cross-border strikes against IS strongholds on August 24th, just days after linking IS fighters to a suicide bombing at a wedding that left 51 dead. A suicide bomber blew himself up near the Shiite mourners, in northern district of the Iraqi capital Baghdad, killed dozens there. Edward Uranian is following the story.
Men shouted and women wailed after a suicide bomber blew himself up inside a tent camp in the northern Baghdad district of Ashab, killing dozens of Shiite pilgrims and wounding scores of others. The crowd had gathered to mark the annual Shiite Ashura ritual commemorating the death of Hussein, grandson of the Prophet Muhammad. Military spokesman Colonel Saad Man told Iraqi media that the suicide bomber infiltrated the open-air market. He says that the bomber blew up a suicide belt in the crowded Shalal market among the Ashura celebrants belonging to the Bahabul tribe. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
Top U.S. admiral says an American warship has again come under fire in the Red Sea from multiple cruise missiles fired from the coast of Yemen. USS Mason deployed electronic countermeasures to foil the attack. It was the third such attack on U.S. naval vessels in the area in the past week. This is VOA News.